Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we're doing the crossword for Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
You betcha.
Did you do it in good time?
I did.
Oh.
I tore through it.
How long did it take you?
12:11.
12:11?
Mm-hmm.
Took me 14:46.
14:46. Well, yep. You went through it pretty quickly, too.
Well, actually, I'm looking at it in two places. On my phone, it says 14:46. On the web, it says 53:39.
Well, which is it?
I'm pretty sure it's 14:46, because I had to get to the last episode of Severance and didn't want anything to be in my way.
Oh, okay.
Well, so what do you think?
Now about... I know your motivation.
Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think?
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Being a person who's, you know, taught in... interiors and housing.
Right.
It was right up my alley there.
Yes. There were many references to places you could live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's all part of the theme. So you want to tackle that?
Okay. The theme included three clues that were in italics, and they were like phrases you might see in an ad for a house or an apartment to buy or rent. The first one was, it's super cozy and a breeze to clean. And the answer to that said that referred to a studio apartment. It would be super cozy and a breeze to clean because it's only one room.
Mm-hmm.
So, or this was my favorite, 23 across, you can cancel that gym membership. And that was five floor walk up.
Uh-huh.
And then the last one was, the space has endless possibilities. That is always a clue that it's a major fixer upper.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and then the revealer clue was, 56 across, source of the euphemisms found in the previous clues. And it was real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Yep. They always can make things sound and look better than they are. So.
And I wanted to argue for one more, two down, place for cultural studies, Petri dish.
Yeah.
Although I guess that doesn't show up in apartments. Hey, I'd like to live in this lovely Petri dish. No, probably not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought that was sort of cute.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I liked it.
Not particularly difficult, I thought.
Not too bad. I mean, it was a Wednesday. I recall last Wednesday's was kind of a challenge, so
mm-hmm.
maybe they're making up for that, making this one a little bit easier. So.
Yeah, there were a few that I barely remembered. A 31 across, painter's coat was gesso.
Gesso.
Or gesso, thank you. I just sort of gessoed at the pronunciation of gesso.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually ran into 25 down. Zero, and the answer was ought.
Ought, there's that ought again.
Yep, it reminded me of last Thursday's crossword.
Yeah, with the rebuses.
I think they're trying to get the word ought sort of firmly planted in people's minds.
Wanting people to maybe use that more often.
I mean, they've done things occasionally where they'll have like 3 days in a row where they'd be using the same clue.
Yes, just, uh-huh.
And just sort of, you know, a little present for the people who've been doing these diligently.
Uh-huh.
Just like, here's a freebie for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Four across, as is usual, the second answer running across I always have trouble with. Lots and lots. I went for oodles, which didn't fit. Then I went for tons, which didn't fit.
Nope.
Then I went for lotsa. Because we had, I don't know why I went for lotsa, but I went for lotsa, which fitted but was wrong, and finally ended up at scads.
Scads. I got scads right away.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yep.
I mean, I should have, four down, giving the first letter of scads was not flexible, and I thought stiff.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't get it to work with lotsa.
Uh-huh. No, no, it wouldn't.
I guess 16 across, baseball's all-time RBI leader mm-hmm. was Aaron.
Right.
I guess I should have known that.
Mm-hmm.
So he got more home runs than anybody else.
Right.
But that's been a while, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's hard to believe that people haven't
haven't surpassed
caught up.
That. Yeah, I know. I know.
He
it's
must
quite
have,
a record.
He must have been a heck of an athlete.
Yeah.
Advertiser of the Year Award, EG, was a Clio.
Yes, the Clio Awards.
Why was that an EG? I mean, that would...
That would be an example of something they would give a Clio Award to.
Oh, I thought the Clio Awards just were for advertisers.
Well, for different kinds of advertising.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
So, yeah. So, Advertiser of the Year, they might have one for...
Stupidest ad of the year, most annoying ad of the
most,
year.
Most newcomer of the year or something.
Up-and-coming ad agency.
Yeah. Maybe best ad firm or company or something. So, anyway, yes.
The ad that you can't...
The best ad of the year.
I wonder if they have, like, the best ad of all time. Because I still think it has to be for a Big Mac.
Well, yeah, it was memorable, that's for sure.
The recipe for a Big Mac is burned into my consciousness. Let's see. I thought they had a little interesting parallelism going. Like the planets 34 down, like the planets Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Those were outer.
Uh-huh.
And then they had 60 across, like the planets Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, inner.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's
so,
right.
And then they had scoop neck, 32 down, low-cut t-shirt feature, which has nothing at all to do with planets.
Uh-huh.
I just mentioned in passing.
Mm-hmm. So, it's terrible. I had trouble with 37 down, part of PG. I'm like, part of PG. I was thinking Procter and Gamble.
Yeah, so was I.
That would be P and G.
Well, part of my problem was that P of the answer, parental, was tuba sound.
Uh-huh.
And I thought a tuba went, wah, 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 wah. I spelled it W-A-H.
Oh, no.
And so I was trying to
No, that's more like a trumpet. Or a trumpet with a mute in it or something. No.
Oh, yeah, that's a trumpet.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
A tuba is much
deep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess I wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I was trying to figure out what a warrantal was, and I was thinking it was... you know, some sort of detergent that Procter & Gamble made, but it was parental.
Yes,
and
parental.
And that made more sense.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. What else was... I like 47 down. Form of attachment was JPEG.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so embarrassed. I have to turn in my geek cred because 48 down where Gandalf declares, "You shall not pass." The answer was Moria.
Yes.
I didn't have that at my fingertips.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I'm like, what? I just kept wanting to say Mordor.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually I figured it out.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Thanks in part
the
to... The Mines of Moria.
Moria.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I had a little trouble, 41 down, Anne of Green Gables Town, Avon Lee, which I was convinced was in Nova Scotia.
Well...
Or no, Prince Edward Island.
Prince Edward Sorry. Island is where Anne of Green Gables takes place.
So that's where Avon Lee ought to be, but I did a search and found it in Saskatchewan.
It is a fictional town.
Well, I mean, considering...
Anne of Green Gables is a work of fiction.
Considering all the people who go to PEI looking for the place...
I know.
I think they could at least, you know, have some consideration
like
and make a fake sign or
like
something.
Like we did? We went to see the Green Gables house.
Did we see Avon Lee? No.
No.
Apparently not.
No, because
it doesn't exist.
It's a fictional town.
Well, hey, mine's a Moria. I'm planning to go there next year.
We went there.
Yes, indeed. So let's see. A few others of note. 8 down, a step up perhaps was a stair.
Uh-huh.
That was good. And... unusual beginning, 12 down, was long U.
Boy, that took me forever to figure that one out.
Unusual
beginning.
Yeah.
Long U. Mm-hmm. Okay. Makes sense.
So, okay. Well, I think that is probably it for today then.
Okay.
So, thanks everyone for listening.
Yes.
Thanks for making this one of the most popular podcasts about the New York Times crossword to come out of Northeast Wisconsin.
Yes.
And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.